Assalamu alaikum. Dear viewer, welcome to yet another edition of what promised to be a good use of your time, inshallah. Allah guides whom He wills and no one can question His wisdom. So being in good character towards non-Muslims is as crucial as it is to fellow Muslims. Allah can use anyone as means of turning another to accept Islam. This story is about Sal Lavallo, who has visited every country in the world. MashaAllah, a very beautiful achievement. It is safe to assume that he met people of diverse characters, religions, and cultural backgrounds. He visited Muslim countries too, quite alright, and he met Muslims in many places he toured. But he took the Shahada in a small Tanzanian village in East Africa and settled in the Middle East for some time.
The main reason why I haven't talked directly about this part of my life in too much detail is because it's very personal for me, and it's only for me. That's an important part about the conversion story as well. It wasn't for like any cultural affiliation. It wasn't because of a girl. It wasn't political in any way.
Background of Sal. Sal grew up in the Midwestern state of Indiana in a Catholic family during the reign of the Pope. Not only was his immediate family Catholic, but it also extended to his larger family, his community, and his school life. It was basically the only religion he was exposed to while growing up. His childhood was like that of every other, but with a slightly different mindset, he attended Catholic schools from age 5 until he was 16. Attending Sunday Mass with his family, listening to his mother read from different Catholic books, and watching the Pope's teachings were all part of Sal's childhood experience. What he wanted to explore, view things from perspectives different from his own, ask questions and analyze doctrines and teachings instead of just accepting them the same way they are presented. His quest was further reinforced through the disposition of the then Pope John Paul, who asked Catholics to question their belief and everything they were taught rather than just following blindly. Attending United World College, an international boarding school in New Mexico, further opened up Sal's eyes to other cultures and religions as students came from about 90 countries to attend school. He met a friend from a Pentecostal Christian family and would spend weekends with them during the summer. His days with the Christian family turned out to be eye-opening about many things he had believed while growing up, to the point where he saw himself more as a Christian than Catholic. The adoption of mystic pantheism. Even though Sal became a Christian because he thought it answered some of the questions he had, there were a lot more he found out in Christianity. Many things didn't sit right with him, and he needed some clarity. One of the fundamental issues he had was the twisting of words of Jesus, who Christians see as God himself, but his words and actions while on earth clearly stated otherwise. It was apparent that he had to ditch Christianity when he began to see Jesus as a prophet rather than God. Without any idea what steps to take next, he had some transcendental experiences which opened his eyes to mysticism. The idea is that every human is godlike or divine. In college, Sal took courses in mysticism and pantheism. Pantheism is the belief in all gods or the idea that everything around us demonstrates God. Sal's adventures and encountering Islam. After college, Sal took up a job as a management consultant with McKinsey Consult in Abu Dhabi and worked for 3 years. His job allowed him to travel to different countries for work. While working, he decided to take 6 months off to travel to some places he had in mind. 6 months became 1 year until he ended up traveling to different countries for 2 years. Some he spends months, some days, and for some, few hours. During his travels, Sal visited countries with different religious backgrounds, different religious sites, and he also tried to interact with the locals around. He encountered people of other religions from different countries, prayed and performed religious rites with them. But none impacted him much until he got Tanzania. Sal Lavallo's quest to travel the world took him to Tanzania, where he decided to stay in a remote village to get closer to the locals there. He got so comfortable that he bought a farm there and established a charitable organization. He He would go with the Muslims to the mosque on Fridays and Christians to church on Sundays. One day, while discussing with a local Muslim man he took as a father figure, the discussion got to religion and belief. Sal narrated that he believes there is a God somewhere and some of the religious rites many religions use to worship God, including Islam. When he mentioned Islamic activities, the man told them he was talking about Islam and gave him more information about Islam. According to Sal, while the man was doing this, he felt he was talking to him about himself. He could relate so well with the things he was being told and felt like all the questions he had all along were being answered.
Of believing in one God, of praying 5 times a day, of giving zakat, of helping others, of having Ramadan where, a month every year where we focus more on our beliefs, and of making a pilgrimage. And again, these things can apply to so many religions, but the important difference was that when he said to me, all that you just said is Islam, I then asked him to explain more. It sounded like for the first time I was hearing the truth. For those 18 months before, I had heard so many different versions of truths from all these different belief systems all around the world. And I thought that they were all beautiful, but none of them hit me as if this was the way, that this was the divine's message to me.
He took the Shahada that same day with a man, but went to the mosque a few days later to do it properly in Arabic, English, and the local language. The local Muslims warmly welcomed Sal as he joined them in the daily prayers while still learning to perform the prayers himself. In his words, "I pray a lot, but this time was the first time I would pray as a Muslim, and it was beautiful." We've often influenced other people from other religions through our character and disposition towards others. They, on the other hand, see these characters and automatically sum it up to our faith. That is why, as Muslims, we have no reason or any excuse to have flawed characters either towards the people we know or strangers. It is also wrong to assume some are beyond saving. After his travel exploits, Sal settled back in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, where he travels works as the head of Abu Dhabi Investment Office, according to his Insta bio. May Allah make this brother firm in his deen and bless his future endeavors.